Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 28 of Joshua, volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is, We Still Have a Lot of Work to Do. Dale Ralph Davis said, We will see very little of God's power until we venture out into the way of obedience, until we trust His promise enough to walk in it. Our text today is Joshua 17, 14 through 18. Then the people of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, Why have you given me but one lot and one portion as an inheritance, although I am a numerous people, since all along the Lord has blessed me? And Joshua said to them, If you are a numerous people, go up by yourselves to the forest, and there clear ground for yourselves in the land of the Perizzites and the Rephaim, since the hill country of Ephraim is too narrow for you. The people of Joseph said, The hill country is not enough for us. Yet all the Canaanites who dwell in the plain have chariots of iron, but those in Bethshean and its villages and those in the valley of Jezreel. Then Joshua said to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, You are a numerous people and have great power. You shall not have one allotment only, but the hill country shall be yours, for through it is a forest. You shall clear it and possess it to its furthest borders. For you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have chariots of iron, and though they are strong. In his commentary, David Firth explains Joshua 17, 14 through 18 as follows. Having focused on the constituent tribes within Joseph, the narrative returns to Joseph as a whole. The move is abrupt, with no introduction. Instead, we are simply presented with the tribe asking Joshua why he had given them only one allotment. The wording, literally claiming to have received only one lot and one territory, suggests they believe that Joshua had made the decision himself rather than he carried it out at God's direction. There is thus a strong hint that the Joseph tribes had misunderstood the nature of the allotment. When they introduced God's involvement, it was to point out that He had blessed them and made them a numerous people. If we take this census from Numbers 26 as a guide, then Joseph's combined size of 85,200 is larger than any other tribe, with only Judah's 76,500 coming close. So they could legitimately point to their size, and the allotment was meant to take this into account. However, a glance at the map of the tribal allotments shows that they actually received a substantial portion, and perhaps more importantly, some of the most valuable land since it included the northern coastal plain and access to the Jezreel Valley. Bible scholar David Guzik gives insight into Joshua's reply to the people's request. He says, Joshua's reply is both wise and wonderful. He tells them, If you are a great people, then go and get the land for yourself. Fully occupy what the Lord has given you. These tribes had not completely taken the mountain country in their midst, because it would be hard and dangerous work. How different is their attitude from Caleb's attitude? They want easy land given to them instead of taking God's promises and going out and taking what God has given them. The principle applies just as strongly for us today. If we desire more of something, the first thing to do is to be as faithful as we can where we are. Lisa Ray Beale, in her commentary entitled Joshua, provides understanding and encouragement into the complaints from the people of Joseph. We should perhaps take some comfort in the inclusion of the Josephite dissatisfaction. It does stand as a negative example alongside the positive examples of Caleb, Aksa, Zelophehad's daughters, and later Joshua. The comfort lies in the fact that despite their negative example of fearful faith, they continue to be included in all Israel. God doesn't reject them. In fact, the Josephites continue to play an important role in Israel's history. Every believer knows fear from time to time. We can be weak, shrink back, and grouse at many things in our situation, like the Josephites. These times of unfaithfulness, even if they include sin, need not exclude us from God and His people. Repentance can be undertaken if needed. Forgiveness is available, as is kindness and grace. And one instance of fear or failure does not equal a lifetime of fear and failure. Ask Peter, restored to leadership. Ask the disciples, released in power to preach the gospel. Ask John Mark, restored and useful to the apostle who once wrote him off. Questions for today. What are your thoughts on the quote by Dale Ralph Davis that begins today's devotion? What battles still need to be fought in your spiritual life for you to receive all that God has for you? How can you move past your fears and find God's strength for the work still left to do? Pray with me. Lord, thank you that we know that the battle belongs to you. Pray that you will give us strength so that we can face all the work that we have before us. In Christ's name, amen.